Kristin Getty and the All Souls Orchestra under the leadership of Noel Treddinick and Holy Spirit.
David Auden.
Worship Radio 247.
David's Daily Devotional.
We're looking today at Matthew, the 10th chapter, and we're going to focus in on verse 14. I want to read a little bit more of this particular passage, though. From verse 5, Jesus says these words. Jesus sent out the 12 apostles with these instructions. Don't go to the Gentiles or the Samaritans, but only go to the people of Israel, God's lost sheep. Go and announce to them that the kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cure those with leprosy, and cast out demons. Give as freely as you received. Oh, wow. Don't take any money with you in your money belts, no gold, no silver, not even copper coins. Don't carry a traveler's bag with a change of clothes or sandals, or even a walking stick. Don't hesitate to accept hospitality, because those who work deserve to be fed. I could spend hours on this, I'll tell you. Whenever you enter a city or a village, search for a worthy person and stay in his home until you leave town. When you enter the home, give it your blessing. If it turns out to be a worthy home, let your blessing stand. If it is not, whoa, take back the blessing. And this is what we're going to focus in on today. If any household or town refuses to accept you or listen to your message, shake its dust from your feet as you leave. So, David, what do you want to tell us? I'm glad you asked me that question. Today I'm looking at rejection. That feeling of being rejected. I was listening to an interview from a really good friend of mine, a guy called Edward John. I'm going to try and get him on the program if I can. Edward is a singer and songwriter. He's from Norway, but spends most of his time in the United States and is now quite a well-known singer there. And he was talking about loneliness and rejection on a program that I was watching, and it really struck a chord with me, beloved. So many of us have suffered from rejection. So many of us have suffered from insecurity. So many of us have suffered that feeling of having an inferiority complex, where you believe that you walk into a room and everyone is talking about you. And it comes about because of your loneliness. Well, that's not the only reason it comes about. But you think that people are talking about you when you're at work, maybe, and your bosses are gathered together in a room. You think, oh, they must be discussing me. I'm going to lose my job. You think the worst is going to happen before anything happens at all. You just feel really, really insecure. And sometimes you feel lost. And you just feel in the depth of your spirit definitely, desperately, desperately lonely. Look at this verse again. If any household or town refuses to welcome you or listen to your message, shake its dust from your feet as you leave. Jesus is saying, if they're not going to listen to you, go. Don't hang around. Don't try and persuade them. My point is to you this. If you were in Jesus' disciples, if you were in that group right now, and you heard your Lord and Master saying that to you, what would your feeling be? You'd be thinking, no, I'm going to stick around. I want to try and make this work. I don't want to leave. I want to try and make this work. Why do you want to try and make it work? Jesus is giving you clear instruction. He's saying if they're not listening to you, leave. Don't waste any more time. I love what he says. When he says, When you enter the home, give it your blessing. So if you go to somebody and you say to them, bless you. If it turns out to be a worthy home, then let your blessing stand. If it's not, take it back. Take back your blessing. Beloved, we have to, in these last days, we have to get ourselves sorted out. We have to get rid of this rejection, this feeling of rejection that we feel sometimes. Because I can tell you, insecurity comes from rejection. And I am pretty sure that 95% of those who say that they are Christians, those who say that they are born again, fully committed Christians, at some time in their life, 95% of them have suffered rejection. And if I were to say, put your hands up now and tell me who suffered rejection, my hand's already up. In fact, both of my hands are up because I have been rejected that many times. And it also affected my life a great deal. I used to be really, really insecure. I mean, incredibly insecure. And I had one of the worst inferiority complexes you can possibly believe. I used to think all the time people were talking about me and that I had done something wrong because I was not confident in who I was. And I can tell you this, because of that, I realized, beloved, I realized that I was not confident in God. And that is the point. My confidence did not rely on the Savior. My confidence was relying on me, and I wasn't confident. So therefore, my confidence had left, gone on vacation. In actual fact, I felt it had gone on more than a vacation. It had left completely. But as you commit yourself to Christ, as you worship Him in spirit and in truth, as you seek His face every day, as you seek Him all the time, the Bible says, seek Him whilst He can be found. As you seek Him and as you seek His face, your confidence, beloved, I can promise you, will begin to grow. Why? Because you can be fully confident that the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, will never ever let you down. Jesus says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He has given us this promise, Lord. He has given us this promise, beloved. We cannot live our lives any longer being under a cloud. Beloved, we need to get better. We need to get better at what we do. I can tell you this. My parents spoke to a guy, my Uncle Tony. I used to call him Uncle Tony. And why did I call him Uncle Tony? I'll tell you why I called him that. Simply because he had been a friend of the family for many years. Uncle Tony is still alive. My parents are now gone to be with the Lord, both of them. I'm an orphan. I've just realized I'm an orphan. Anyway, what I'm trying to tell you is my father spoke to Tony for 40 years. For 40 long years, my father brought Tony the gospel. And he didn't listen. And has still not heard. My father took 40 years to speak to this man, and still, he is not a believer. Beloved, I believe Jesus is saying, don't do that. I believe Jesus is saying, shake its dust from your feet as you leave. You cannot continually spend time upon time on people if you're not being received. But the whole point that I brought you this particular text is this. To be able to leave, to be able to shake your dust from your feet and leave, as Jesus is commanding here, you have to be confident and you have to trust your Lord Jesus Christ. He was very specific when he was talking to his disciples, because he said, don't go to the Gentiles or the Samaritans. We don't know why that was. We don't know why Jesus said, don't go to the Samaritans or to the Gentiles, those who are not Jewish. No idea. But that's not important. What is important is Jesus was giving his 12 instructions. And he was saying, this is what I want you to do. And what is amazing, what is incredible here, as we read this, these disciples had not yet received the Holy Spirit. We know that they had not received the Holy Spirit because Jesus was still alive. And we know that they received the Holy Spirit when Jesus had died and had risen again, because we read about it in Acts 2. But what Jesus was saying was, go and announce to them that the kingdom of heaven is near. Go heal the sick, raise the dead, cure those with leprosy, and cast out demons. Wow. That's what he was saying to them. Can you imagine what they were thinking? Hang on a minute. You can do that, but we can't do that. What sort of confidence did they have? How much confidence did they have? But as they were living with the Lord, their confidence was growing. Beloved, as you live with the Lord, so your confidence is growing. Now, I've got to be very careful on this. I'm not saying to you that if you tell someone the gospel and they don't receive it, then move on. I'm not saying that, because I know of many people who have spent time upon time with people and they have come through. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying to you is, you have to seek the Lord. You have to be that close to the Lord that you know what he's telling you to do. You know the instructions he's giving you. Look, the Lord Jesus Christ was giving these guys instruction. He was telling them what they must do. I believe the Lord will give you instruction as you get closer and closer and closer to him. I believe he is going to give you more and more and more instruction. And when you listen to what your Lord God Almighty is saying to you, you need to do it. It's as simple as that. You don't need to deviate from it at all. You no need to look to the left or the right. You need to do exactly what he's saying. But what I am saying to you today is to reject rejection. Reject rejection. Reject insecurity. Throw away the inferiority complex. And I believe the Lord wants to take that today, right now, in Jesus' mighty name, to give you more confidence to go out into the world and to preach the gospel as Jesus has commanded us to do. I want you to make a decision right now. I want you to decide whether or not you want rejection to go. Whether you want this inferiority complex that you live with day and night to go. Whether or not you want to be so fully confident and trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ that your life is completely and utterly turned upside down as he changes you from glory into glory. Do you want this to go now in Jesus' name? If you are saying yes to that, and I want you to say a loud yes. I don't want you to say it in your mind. I want you to say those words, that word, yes, loudly now. Say it. If you're saying you want that to go, then I want to pray for you because I think it's absolutely vital. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God Almighty. I give you the glory and the honor, Lord. And I declare to you that as we worship you in spirit and in truth, as we are gathered now, worshiping you in spirit and in truth, I pray, Father, in Jesus' mighty name, that you let your love fall on your beloved people now and let them sense your presence. Father, I pray in Jesus' name for your presence to be sensed by all those who are listening to this broadcast right at this very moment. Beloved, say this after me. Heavenly Father, I am so sorry for the sins I've committed in my life. I pray in Jesus' name for you to wash me clean with the blood of the Lamb. Heavenly Father, I pray now in Jesus' name that you take the rejection from my heart, from my life. Take away this inferiority complex, Lord. Take away my insecurity. And Lord, replace it with your love. And with a new security in you. And I pray now, Lord, for boldness. Boldness that I have never known in my life before. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And glory to God. Beloved, I think I'm going to have to come back and look at Matthew 10 and seriously discover more in this wonderful passage of Scripture. But right now we're going to go right on with wonderful music like this. This is just wonderful. This is Leona Lewis and Footprints in the Sand. And as you are worshiping, I want you to listen very intently to the words.
You walked with me, footprints in the sand. And help me understand where I'm going. You walked with me when I was all alone, with so much unknown along the way. And then I heard you say, I promise you
when I thought I lost my way, you gave me strength to carry on. That's when I heard you say, I promise you, I'm always there. When your heart is filled with
you are wonderful. We worship you, Lord, in spirit and in truth. Deanna Lewis, Footprints in the Sand. Father, when I was down, you carried me. One set of footprints was there. I give you the honor and the glory. Amen.